Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin. Her preaching today is entitled, The Best News.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? Jesus answered them, Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me. As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you. Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The Gospel of the Lord. What must it have been like to be John? This is the same John who, according to Luke, leapt for joy in his mother's womb when Mary visited her. Joy because he recognized Mary's unborn child. Yet there's not much evidence of joy in John's adult life, what we know of it, retiring to the wilderness, preaching repentance, speaking to the crowds that came to listen to him in pretty uncompromising terms. He's often been called the last of the prophets, but there are no images of the lion and the lamb lying down together, no words of consolation, as we find in Isaiah, for instance. His note is strident, and his message can be frightening. But he knew that Jesus was immensely important. And look at the message Jesus sent to him in prison. It's entirely positive. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the sick are healed, the dead are raised. Jesus is quoting Isaiah, who prophesied exactly this over and over again. There's more than one message here for John and for all of us. The message is first, yes, this is the one who is to come. There's no need to wait for another. And second, all the consequences are just gloriously positive if only we accept that this is the Messiah, that this is the charismatic figure who's going to fulfill all the prophecies. We're not told how John reacted to this news, but he died because he had spoken out. He died because Herod was afraid of him. He died because he'd spoken against Herod's unlawful marriage. So a brave man, even if, like many brave people, he wasn't easily lovable. But look at what Jesus said about him. when he spoke to the crowds. He started with questions that seemed to me to suggest impatience. What did you expect? Why did you bother going into the wilderness? And then he paid John the supreme compliment. He said he was more than a prophet. He was the greatest mortal being ever born. And yet, said Jesus, every one of us can be greater if only we persevere in loving and serving the Lord, because if we do, we'll be admitted to the kingdom of heaven. And we may be the least there, but we will be greater in glory than John or than Moses or David or Isaiah or any of the other great figures in the Old Testament, or than our own beloved saints, Dominic, Catherine, Thomas Aquinas, any other great saint. We'll be greater than any of them were, greater than they could possibly be, as long as they were mortal. You have to accept the end of mortality and becoming part of the kingdom. And today's gospel acclamation expresses it perfectly. It quotes the very words that Jesus read from the scroll in the synagogue in Nazareth. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. That's us. That's you and me, the poor, made unimaginably rich by the birth of a baby in the humblest of circumstances. That's the best news. That's what Christmas is all about.